Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show, where your man LC is holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us here directly, area code 347-843-4738. The LC and Jack Radio Show. We are a little late today getting the show started. I apologize for that. A little crazy getting up in here in the studio tonight. But we are back for another edition, another exciting edition of the show. And don't know if my partner in crime is going to make the show this evening, but the show must go on. So give us a call, area code 347-843-4738. And this show this week is being brought to you by State Farm Insurance. All your insurance needs, whether it be rental insurance, for all those out there that have apartments, all those things, if we don't own that glamorous house yet, or whatever, mansion, whatever that you're aspiring to move up to, State Farm will look out for you. Auto, bought a new car, whether it be used, brand new. If you need some insurance, protect yourself and your family. Give them a shout. Go to statefarm.com for all your insurance needs. State Farm Insurance. Well, my partner in crime didn't make the show. What is the word, dear Brad?
Well, it's good, LC. I thought they was occupying the LC and Jack show, you know what I'm saying? Something was going on. I thought you got occupied there for a minute.
Yeah, I was telling the audience before you slid in here and grabbed the mic. I was running a little tad late getting in the studio here, but you know, we're gonna make it happen. Yeah, I was actually at a little get together.
All right.
And I had to slide on in here and made here a little later than expected, but. We're here for another show, another fun time with us and our audience. So sure. I know you, my brother, was out of town as usual. Why don't
yes,
you
sir.
Fill us in on where you were at and what some of the festivities were?
Well, you know, I went down to the ATL, all capital letters.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Did
my thing as I was out there scoping out the next venue for the Bread Man.
Uh-huh.
For the August 50th Bash, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I was into, you know?
Nice. Well, how's the weather down there?
The weather was good, man. You know, I was enjoying it. You know, I was walking around in shorts, you know, tennis shoes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was a full moon this weekend, too, man. A lot of things happening this weekend. A lot of things happening. ATL is one that the full moon needs to shine on sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's what's good.
Have to see what's going on in the full moon, you know. You don't want no dark moon because you're in a neighborhood that you don't belong, you know. You can't see what's going on. Full moons get everybody on the spotlight.
That's right.
And high from the full moon.
Yeah, baby. Well, that's what's good. I just came from the AA, as you know, not too long ago. So I tell you, what a great time it is down there. People, the reception, it's very warm.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of our people down there. That's what I love about it most.
Most definitely.
Brothers and sisters that are out there making it happen.
That's it. That's all I ran into. People making it happen.
That's it. And at the end of the day, that's what it is all about, being able to support yourself and family. But, yeah, Brad, so that's great, man. That's great. And did you tell people about the show down there at the A, even though I know we have some fans
down
there?
Oh, most definitely, man.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
All over the place, man. It was just like, even when people dropped the business card, I was picking it up. They got it. Get back to them. Yo,
yeah, baby.
Drop this.
Beautiful. That's what's good.
Yeah, man.
That's what's good. Yeah, man, I tell you, it was a nice weekend up here in New York. I tell you, the weather was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 70 degrees, man. It was 65.
Wow.
Yeah, it was lovely. Just really nice. The weather spoiled now. It's November after we got that shot of snow last month.
Yeah.
Now it's like it's back to like spring weather.
Yeah, the Indian summer, that's what they call it, Indian summer.
That's right.
I love it. In November, too? Come on, give
right.
me a break.
I'm not going to complain about the weather up here in New York.
Yeah.
You know, so it's supposed to change up a little bit, but warm back up this weekend. So, for all those wherever you're at, enjoy the weather, the warm weather, while it lasts. I tell you, Brett, a lot of stuff going on. Let me just circle back this weekend. My daughter is in cheerleading. Her squad took the number one first place trophy. And that's what's good. So congrats to my daughter and the crew for doing their thing. Had to go check them out this weekend. And they brought home the first place trophy. So that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go out there and support her. So they... very proud of them. They did their thing. But I tell you, Brad, a lot of stuff going on. As me and you talked a little bit, is I guess first order of business is Eric Sermon had a little, you know, medical setback.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. For all those who don't know by now, I'm sure most of you do know, Eric Sermon, the hip-hop artist from the rap group EPMD, had a heart attack. So that was, I'm sure that caught everyone by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
No one expects a young gentleman like himself to get a, you know, to have a heart attack.
Yes, sir.
And then we're just getting over Joe Frazier passing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also getting over Heavy D.
Mm-hmm.
Who just passed away, and he was a young man.
Yeah.
So, I tell you, they say things come in threes, I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, for Eric out there, if you're listening out there, you know, we wish you a speedy recovery. I heard, you know, through the grapevine that you are doing, you're coming around. And gonna be back on your feet shortly, so
that's it.
Yeah, so you know, can't not make sure you get your checkups. My understanding is, Brad, he had high blood pressure. That was the reason for the heart attack.
Yeah,
his pressure was through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very fortunate, from what I understand, to be even alive.
Yes, sir.
So
you gotta take it easy, you know. Eat right, and you know.
That's right, man. You're not 20 years old anymore.
You got to keep moving. If you ain't moving,
that's right.
Your internals are not going to... It's like a well-oiled car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our body is designed in such a special way that we got to keep all the parts lubricated and functioning. You know, we get our cars checked out. We get our houses checked out for any little problems. Sometimes we forget ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah, I feel, you know, and a man of his status, you he has to pay more attention to what's going on. Some people can't afford to go to the doctor and get that needle, but if you're in a position where that's not the case, then you really have to step back and look. Say, hey, you know, I'm well off, but you got to do yourself well off also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you well off don't mean that you're well off inside.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, man. Because all the money in the world can't save that engine called your heart. Okay?
Yeah, put work in it. You gotta,
that's right.
Some work.
You can't save that. The only thing that can save that is what you know, how you treat your body.
That's it.
That's the bottom line. So that was that happened a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, that was a surprise to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, matter of fact, they were talking about it all over the radio.
Yeah, I was down to ATL and I got the
buzz.
You
got the word, right?
Got the buzz. I was like, wow! Every time I go out of town, somebody's getting into something. That ain't
right.
Good.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was crazy. So. You know, again, for Eric and those, you know, and his family, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to him. And also, your boy, Herman Cain, don't know if you're following his campaign, he's got like a harem of women.
Mm-hmm. Speaking out.
Yeah, baby. And they ain't black, okay?
I've seen some of the Photoshop stuff that's going out there. But
Herman like the blonde.
That's how it is, you know. You
like
gotta come clean when you want to run the world.
You're right.
You're the rule of this United States. You gotta come clean.
Everybody comes out of the woodwork, man. When you when you're starting to do something. Recently, he was interviewed by a reporter and asked him, you know, asked him a question. Of Iran, and Herman looked like he was disheveled, couldn't answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, about a week ago, Rick Perry ran into the same problem.
Yeah, he was stuttering.
Did you see that during the debate?
Yeah. Oh, he had brain freeze over there.
Oh, bad. He looked bad. He was doing a debate. Everybody was trying to help him out. He's like, nah, that's not what I wanted to say. Nobody
thinking
could help
about Obama what's the other president?
Yeah.
Back in the day, he was very articulate what he said. You know?
Rick was struggling, okay?
Yeah.
National TV.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get his act together. And he couldn't remember. If you didn't see it, you gotta go to YouTube.
Yeah.
But he has a big campaign and it was three hot items and he couldn't remember what he was gonna talk about.
Yeah.
And his competition was trying to help him, but
mm-hmm.
he couldn't put it together, man.
Nah, he's done. That killed his campaign. He don't even know it yet. Yeah. That's the dagger.
Oh, God, man. I laughed so hard, man, because they showed it like 5-6 times in a row.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you see Saturday Night Live when they get a hold to it. You know?
Oh, man.
Even the newscaster was doing it. They was doing it at the end of their monologue by, you know, stuttering and having brain freeze. And we going to commercial and all that. So you know what the running joke is.
Yeah, man, he looked pretty bad. So
we got Tebow off the hook because they was praying on their knees last week when Tebow was doing all that. You know, he made national news with that. So he got off the hook.
Yeah,
on that parody, because you know each week there's a parody that everybody want to run with until it gets played out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, so your man Herman Cain got caught up in that whole fiasco, and that was crazy. So, you know, as a black man, if you're gonna run for the office, like you said, Brett, you gotta be squeaky clean,
mm-hmm.
and you gotta have your ducks in a row. Seems like he was on a roll. But all these chicks have come out, well, ladies, mm-hmm. I should say, mm-hmm. women, come out of woodwork, and now one of the, I don't know how credible he can be, I guess the last lady that said that Herman Cain went underneath her skirt, her boyfriend came out and says, oh, you remember, you know, I kind of, you know, I pretty much remember and this and that. So I don't know how much credibility he can be in the whole story. But I tell you, it's the Republicans are looking bad, man.
Oh, yeah.
Things are looking good for Obama. You know, mm-hmm. I was a little nervous for him. Not that he's home free right now.
Yeah, I knew they fighting a losing battle anyway. It's just, you know, Fox.
Hey, you think so? You think Obama gonna fly before
Fox,
another turn?
Fox is a superpower, so everybody's watching Fox now. But we know that's the devil anyway.
Yep.
It's just, you know, their polls and their predictions and their news bias, as they are. You know, if you go on the internet and read up on Fox 5, it's very, very, very good information on them. I mean, they got a track record that'll show you how they work. You know, Rupert Murdoch even admitted to some of the shistiness and shadiness, you know.
Oh, that was crazy. Yeah.
Dealing with the devil and has interest in the war at stake and dealing with the Shiite and stuff like that. I mean, come on, give me a break. You're sleeping with the enemy, so to speak.
That's right.
And some of the enemies have stake in Fox 5. You know, they have stake in stocks in there. So they're going to report some of the news that's interesting to them.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get across the board, you know, not what needs to be get across the board. So
right.
Go online and Google Fox 5, Rupert Murdoch, and read some of the stuff that's there. It's there. It's there for the taking. Absorb it. Believe it. You know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Fox is crazy.
I seen a bumper sticker today. Fox 5 or Channel 5 News, whatever it is, is the devil. I seen a bumper sticker today. That's the first I've seen. Wow.
Wow.
They already know. I've never seen any other news channel like that before, with a bumper sticker.
Huh.
That was the first. It's there. It's there for the knowledge of people to check it out and see what they're
mm-hmm.
doing. They're doing some terrible things over there.
Yeah.
But they still get to get on air and spit their venom and
that's right. That's, you know,
poison some of the people's minds.
Power of speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the right that we have been given, or the right that we have in this country. It's a power of speech, but that media takes advantage at times. So even they have to be checked.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, all right, well, Brett, let's jump in real quick to some birthdays, some shout outs. What do you got? Let you lead the cause tonight. You got anything?
Lead the charge, yeah, man. Some of the people I ran into down in the ATL this weekend, a lot of good friends down there. My man Sevens down there, big up to him. My girl Melvina. I'm going to give a big shout out to her. She didn't get to catch up with her, but she did call me that she doesn't check her Facebook inbox. So she was kind of upset that she didn't get to see the bread man. But it's all good.
It is.
So, my homegirl, Miss Pamela Johnson, a singer extraordinaire. Hopefully, we'll get her on the show because she's a phenomenal singer. I met up with her, and she's an awesome new lady. Miss Jessica Phillips, one of my new homegirls that I met out. And about at the Mexicana sports bar. Yeah, give her a big shout out. I know she's listening in down from the ATL. And I want to give a special shout out to my girl Greta Mitchell Samuels, one of my old school mates. She's down at ATL. I caught up with her. I haven't seen her in like 30 years, so that was a big deal. And my man Cesar, one of my Facebook friends, caught up with him on the phone. Didn't catch up with him in person, but we was tagging each other back and forth on the text and the phone. My man Pudgy down there driving up the celebrities in the limo. He's hanging out with Joe Johnson down there in the ATL, mm-hmm. doing his thing while the strike is, or the lockout is going on. He was getting them dollars while the lockout was going on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, my man Romy Rome, big shout out for putting the brother up for the weekend, you know what I'm saying? And taking me around a couple of places, and just had an awesome time with my old buddy from the NYC down in ATL right now. I want to give a big shout out to my cousins Joaquin and Tanya Thompson. They're the owners of Amazing Cakes in Mapleton.
Amazing Cakes, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm posting up some Facebook, man. They made some beautiful cakes this weekend. They had a wedding and they had somebody's birthday. They made a cake out of looked like a pool table, and the cupcakes looked like the balls. You know, it had the cue and the stick. It was awesome. Got some pictures of that too, man. Put them up on Facebook. Y'all check them out. Amazing Cakes out of Mapleton, Georgia, Mr. Joaquin and my cousin Tanya Thompson. Check them out. And special shout out to my business partner Karen Hansen with New Rose Video. Got to see her the first time face to face and talk some business, and she may be streaming my birthday party live. So we was
nice
doing that thing like that. And last but not least, another friend of mine from Hempstead down in ATL residing now, Miss Adrian. Big shout out to her. Didn't get to see her, but we were playing phone tags also. Redman was just in the street so much.
That's how it is, man. You go out of town.
I caught some of them. I couldn't catch everybody. You know what I mean?
Time goes by so fast.
I know, man.
And you're like, man, it's already Sunday. I got to be out of here. Boy.
Yeah, I had to leave early. I got
that
Thursday. I had to leave out.
Sunday.
It's all good,
all right.
Man.
Time just breezes by, I tell you. But, okay, great there, Brad. Well, I'm going to say happy birthday to the Queen, Whoopi Goldberg. Go, Whoopi. Go, Whoopi. She is 56 this week. To the former Secretary of State, Ms. Condoleezza Rice. She's 58. To Lisa Bonet, 44. And for those that don't remember, she is one of the Cosby kids on the Cosby Show. I'm going to say happy birthday to ex-New York Met, Dwight Gooden, 47. To Funny Man, I guess he is still a comedian. You know, I haven't really seen him do anything in a minute. Is Sinbad.
Oh, okay, he's doing a reality show now.
Yeah, he's got a reality show. I haven't seen him in ages, man.
VH1 or something like that. I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah, he's doing a speed limit right now. He's 55.
Okay, all right.
All right, hit that this week. To Philadelphia Philly first baseman Ryan Howard. He's 32. Those baseball fans out there. I guess he's still doing his thing. Rude Paul. Yeah, he's getting that money. I ain't mad at him. 51.
Oh, Rude Paul's up there.
Yeah, Rude Paul's doing his thing, and a big birthday coming up this week. And to some of our Facebook followers, friends, Twitter followers, and all that good stuff, we want to say happy birthday to Lisa Scott, Lisa Williams, Lenny Ace Marrow. What up, Lenny? Happy birthday, man. Sylvester Clark, Beverly Jeltz. Happy birthday to all from the LC and Jack radio show. Also, that's all I got there for birthdays. And I just want to give a big shout out to we got several people here. Sheila, Darlene, Michelle, my cousin Mike James, Jeff Aaron down in Big Florida. Joanne Rodriguez, also down in Florida. Also to Charlie House over in England, the UK. Got listeners over there all over the world. Pam Campbell, Dean Mercado, and also Evelyn Ruiz. Big up from the OC and Jack Radio Show. If you're just tuning in, again, you're listening to LC and Jack Radio Show with the LC, my man, Brad, in the saddle. You can reach us here in the studio. I would call 347-843-4738. Well, Brad, I don't know if you've gotten too much information. I think briefly we talked a little bit about it last week, but a lot of stuff's coming out on that Penn State scandal. I don't know what you've heard, but I don't know. Did you hear the interview last night of Jerry Sandusky?
I heard something about he only messed with little boys. I'm like, what?
Well, he said he did an interview with Bob Costas last night, which I don't know why he did, because you have the right not to say anything. So anyway, he calls in Bob Costas, and Bob, of course, is gonna has a whole list of questions. And I wanted to play the audio, but I didn't have time to upload it here. But basically, one of the questions obviously he asked is, you know, did he molest those boys? And of course, he said no. And then he asked him, well, what did you do with them? And he said, well,
fooled around with them.
Well, no, well, he didn't say that. Well, yeah, he said he took showers with them.
Whoa!
He said he took showers, but he was just horseplay. He just did horseplay with him, and he would just pinch him. So I tell you, it gets ugly about a minute. I mean, there's no way I'll be saying, you know, hey, yeah, you know, I took showers with boys, you know.
Wow.
You know, so he admitted that on national TV.
Well, he's done.
So, but he claims that's it. He didn't touch him at all outside of that. Just showered with him. So I was like, wow, you don't realize you just said you showered with young boys?
Man, ain't nobody showering with young boys.
Nah, man, that's
not
kosher.
Parents.
That's not kosher. So, yeah, so it's getting uglier by the moment. And I tell you, I mean, if this was a brother, if this was a black school or a brother, it don't have to be a black school. So they would have hung him out to dry already. This guy's getting a little, you know, he's not getting everything slammed at him yet. Which,
he's getting
an
amnesty.
Yeah, it's
like
coming.
It's okay. It's
but
like
if it was
okay.
A brother, oh my gosh. A brother's been hung already.
Yeah.
Not that this guy's getting off the hook, but.
No, yeah, but they're trying to make excuses for his actions.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people. Oh, no, he wouldn't have done this. Or, you know, Joe wouldn't allow it. Joe Paterno, I'm talking about, was out there. So, it's pretty ugly. And to those listeners out there, and I know we have a lot of single moms, and we got some single pops out there as well. You have to be in constant communication with the kids.
Yeah.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, your kids are going to be in sports and you're going to have different people around them. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to be aware of what's going on. You can't just turn them loose and just say, oh, everything's going to be okay. You have to be aware of what's going on. And unfortunately, these boys, though, that were targeted didn't have basically any, their families were...
Yeah, they were broken.
They were broken homes. They were all from broken homes. So
they were vulnerable to what his position, and like he set up this foundation and stuff. So he had a plan.
Oh yeah, and it's gonna get uglier on that piece. They haven't really gone crazy, but supposedly, and it hasn't really come out yet that with some of the stuff that was done.
Yeah.
To the kids in the foundation outside of what he did.
Yeah.
You know, there was some other stuff. I mean, there's more people that are going to roll in this whole scenario, but please keep monitor your kids. They're in different activities or they have different mentors, and that's all good. Just have to know and be aware of what's happening. So So we will keep you abreast of the situation, because every week it does get uglier by the minute. Your boy Jay-Z, their Bread is going to be on the cover of GQ.
Okay.
Yep, he's doing his thing. Him and Kanye on tour. So I guess he had a couple minutes out to take a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. Doing the cover of GQ. And for all those listeners out there, I didn't know, I just came across this information on the net, that Heavy D is going to have a public viewing. So, and that, you know, that would be the last time, obviously, that you'll be able to see Heavy while he's laid to rest. And it's going to be held this, I believe, this Thursday at Grace Baptist Church in Mount Vernon. I believe Friday's is a private view, you know, private service. Diddy and Al Sharpton are supposed to speak. So again, rest in peace to Heavy D. Hearts and prayers go out to his family at this time. So, you know, all weekend there was tribute going on out to Heavy D, and I tell you, listen to some of his stuff, man, his material.
He was a genius.
He did his thing, man. I mean,
he really did.
And some of the hits, I was like, wow, I haven't heard this.
Yeah. He really did. One of my favorite ones was that No Person. That song was so ahead of its time, and it was showing what rap can be on the other side, you know. Or it really got to where it's at now, you know. And it was right when Luke was really kind of simmering off. Luke at one time was really, he had to go to Congress and stuff, you know. But it was, it took a downswing after Luke and NWA, you know. They got their rights to view and say what they want. But after a while, you know, people get tired of just negative rap, you know.
That's right.
So when Heavy D came along, negative rap was kind of like fading out just a little bit. Heavy D was coming up. Some of the other rappers was coming up with some positive rap. But he was ahead of his time with that. And when you listen to it now, it really, like, wow, he was doing his thing, just like you said. Doing that swing in rap. It was coming back to a positive moment, time, for the hip-hop generation.
Very influential, you know. He's a big leapfrog for hip hop, basically a big foundation, take hip hop to the next level, and that's what Heavy did. And his music was always positive, and you know, he will be missed, but he definitely left his mark. I call it, he left his mark here. They'll never be forgotten. And big up to him. And well, I'm sure there will be someone who hopefully picks up the torch and carries it the next mile. So we'll see what goes on. What else you got there, Brad? You got anything else before we get on out of here in a few?
Yeah, I would like to say big up to my girl, Alicia Owens. She's in the magazine, Don Divas. She needs
really?
To hit her brother up, because I can't find that magazine to save my life.
Really?
And her phone is off. So if you're out there, Alicia Owens from Hempstead, yo, where can I find this Don Divas magazine? She's in the Don Divas issue in November with 50 Cent and who's on the cover of 50 Cent? I forgot what she said, but she's
is
in the
Kanye
magazine.
On there?
It's 50 Cent and somebody on there. I forgot who the other rapper was, but
okay.
But Don Diva magazine, she did a layout. And I've been going to all the bookstores, and they're like, "What, Don Diva?" I'm like, "Wait a minute." Went to the airport. I'm over here at the train station looking at Don Diva. I'm like, yo, is this only in a hip hop store? I mean, because I don't really see any record stores. You know, I live in Suffolk County, so there ain't no hip hop record stores out here. So maybe I had to go down to Nassau, go to one of my record stores, and hopefully I get it before the issue's out. Because told me a minute ago, and it's like, yo, the month is almost over. I don't want to.
Yeah,
know.
Man. Wow.
So big shout out to my girl. You know what I'm saying? With that layout, you know, this beautiful woman did a layout with a motorcycle. And she's a tattoo girl. She got some awesome tattoos. So that's what they was displaying. Her body art is just off the chain.
Oh.
Sir. So I want to see it.
Well, let us know if you got the link to
Don Diva magazine.
Hit us up.
Purchase one. Get it.
Alicia
Owens.
Get it and send it to us.
Yeah, please. I want to see my girl's body art.
Wow. Don Davis. All right.
I've been looking for like 3 weeks now. I can't find a magazine. It's like, yo,
wow.
Oh.
I tell you. All right. And I'm just going to give a shout out to. Who am I giving it a shout out to? Yeah. Oh, giving a shout out to my man, 18th Letter.
That's my boy.
That's it, baby. Big Bear, Jason Bear, Alexander, what up, Diamond J, and the rest of the crew over there. Also to my man Ty and Rob. Give those brothers a big up. I know they get ready to jump in the studio. So I'm going to see if I can look up them a little later on this evening. But, well, that's about it, Brad. A little quiet on the show this week. Next week, we're trying to make sure we line up a guest.
I got a heavy hitter. Hit you on the back burner on that one.
Yeah, hit me on the hotline there. Let me know
what
the deal is.
Yes,
I've been trying. I got a couple
few
people on the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a couple on the burner. I'm just trying to nail down the date, and they have to circle back with me.
That's it.
But the show goes on. We'll hold it down until we get our next guest. So hopefully next week we will. And in the meantime, make sure you drop us an email, all our contact information, area code 631-664-4452, office number, and you can drop us an email at lcandjack@gmail.com, or, which most people prefer, hit us up on Facebook and or Twitter. Okay, lcandjack.com. And until next Tuesday evening, be safe, and God bless you. Good night.
Peace.